Good morning, boys and girls. I am so glad you came to church today. I have a picture up overhead I wanted to show you this morning. Who can tell me what that picture is?
It's like a wooden bridge.
You're right, it's a wooden bridge. That's a bridge that I built it was a brand new bridge about 6 years ago. And it rotted. And just a few weeks ago, I was walking across that bridge. That bridge is about as long as a pew. Like this pew right here, that bridge is about that long, and it spans across a little creek that comes out of a dam, and it's very deep. If you fell off over the edge of that bridge, it is a long ways down. It is deeper underneath that bridge than I am tall. And I built that bridge, and I walked across it a lot with my horses. And I really didn't pay that much attention to the bridge, that it rained, and then it came summertime, and then the wood dried out, and then it came winter, and it rained again. And what happens with wood when it gets old?
Well, when it gets old, it starts to decompose and rot.
Exactly, it started to rot. So one day I was walking across the bridge with my horse under me, and I heard this loud crack, and I felt the back of her body kind of go down a little bit, and she went very fast to get across the bridge. And I went back out later, and I took a picture of the bridge, and one of the main carrying timbers of the bridge had broken in half. And I thanked Jesus that the horse that I was on did not fall through the bridge down into the creek that's underneath it. So what I really wanted to tell you this morning about, I wanted to tell you about my bridge building experience, but I wanted to tell you the next picture that comes up. I wanted to tell you about a man named Stockbridge Howland. He was a man who lived in the state of Maine, because I came from the state of Maine. Stockbridge Howland was a man who lived in Maine, and he was a builder of bridges. He was a planner of public works. He built mills and big buildings. He was called a civil engineer. And in the 1800s, that was a long time ago, there was a man named William Miller who came to Portland, Maine. And Stockbridge Howland listened as William Miller told people that Jesus was coming back again. And Stockbridge Howland believed that to be true. And I believe that Jesus is coming back again too. Well, you know what Stockbridge Howland did? He got on his horse, just like I ride on my horse. And Stockbridge Howland rode all over many different counties in the state of Maine. He just kind of didn't worry about his work of building bridges anymore. And he spent time passing out literature, little pamphlets, and telling people everywhere he rode on his horse that Jesus was coming back again. You know what happened when he did this? The people that were in charge of the town of Topson and Brunswick, Maine, Stockbridge Howland lived in Topson, Maine, the people that were called the town forefathers, they decided that Stockbridge Howland was crazy. They decided he wasn't capable, he wasn't able to manage his own business anymore. So you know what they did? They assigned a guardian to oversee him, because after all, he was a crazy man. Anybody that would say Jesus was coming back again must be crazy. So Stockbridge Howland, it didn't upset him. He just handed over all his business to the guardian, and he kept about his more important business, and that was telling people that Jesus was coming back again. Well, it just so happened during that time that a bridge that crossed this big river between Topson and Brunswick, Maine, needed to be replaced because the bridge was getting rotten, just like the one that I built got rotten. And the town forefathers decided that a new bridge needed to be built across this river. And you know, they thought about it, and they thought, there is only one person that we know who has the skill to engineer a new bridge across this river. And who do you suppose that person was?
The man who built that bridge.
It was the man that they had said was crazy. And so the town forefathers all went to see Stockbridge Howland, and they said to him, "We need you to engineer a new bridge across the Kennebec River." And Stockbridge Howland said, "Gentlemen, you have declared that I am crazy, that I'm mentally incompetent. Go see my guardian." And they quickly decided that Stockbridge Howland. And could we have that picture of the bridge that's over the river? I had another picture that, this one. This is a bridge that's an actual bridge across the Kennebec River between Topson and Brunswick, Maine. Stockbridge Howland did, in fact, engineer the next bridge that went across the Kennebec River between Topson and Brunswick. And you know, I wanted to tell you this story this morning about this because I want you boys and girls to understand what it is that Jesus wants you to do. You know, Stockbridge Howland is not the only person that Jesus wanted to build a bridge. And I'm not the only person that he wanted to build a bridge, because I've built more than one bridge. Jesus wants you to be builders of bridges. And I want to read a verse in the Bible. Who would volunteer to read this verse in my Bible? Do I have any volunteers? I guess it's you. Let me find it. Right there. Read that verse right there for me.
Spring up, and they that shall be of thee shall build the old
waste places.
Thou shalt rise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt call the path down repair to of the Sabbath bridge. The restore of path to Dell in.
Okay. Thank you so much for reading that. Jesus wants us to be a restorer of the breach and a restorer of paths to dwell in. Jesus tells us in his word, he wants us to build bridges so that people who don't know about Jesus will be able to learn about Jesus. How many of you boys and girls would be willing to pass out pamphlets to people so that they would know that Jesus is coming back again, just like Stockbridge Howland did? You know, I have a little pamphlet in my pocket that you could give to someone. You need to give that to someone so that you are a builder of bridges and you are a restorer of paths to dwell in. Does anybody else want one? Do you want to give one to somebody? Do you want to give one away? Okay, I want you all to go back to your seats now. Thank you for listening.